grinders that I don't like that they sent me by accident. I ordered Rubik's Cube grinders and they only gave me like 4 Rubik's Cubes and they gave me these other ugly ass grinders. So I was thinking we can do like some kind of a giveaway. What can we do?
I don't know. How about you write us a song for once? You know, I'm sick of writing the songs. Actually, I'm not. They just come into my heart and I gotta sing them. But I would like to hear, I would like to, the thing is, I'm not going to be able to be as mean as I want to be. Maybe this is not a good idea. What? Nothing. No, I'm just talking.
They're ugly. They're supposed to be Rubik's. They're 4 levels. So, I mean, they're decent grinders.
They're plastic.
I don't like, I wanted the look of a Rubik's Cube, like the colors.
Uh-huh.
And they sent me all the, I was so pissed. And I was like, I want my money back. I'm sending these back to you. And they were like, no, this is the agreement. It said multi, which is bullshit.
I think we should do a songwriting competition.
Okay. Songwriting competition and...
To win these. I mean, if we get 6 entries, we'll be lucky.
Oh, I have 2 boxes. 3 boxes. Oh,
okay. Well...
I feel like everyone that writes a song can get one. And then whoever writes the best song can get a bong.
Okay. Bong for a song.
Yeah. Bong for best song.
The bong for best song goes to...
the bong award.
Speaking of the Oscars, what'd you think?
Oh my God, Cord won.
Yeah, it's, what a crazy moment.
Cord Jefferson. All right, here's what's so funny is that
Cord.
Like, yeah, he did win all the awards leading up to it. I don't think he won the Golden Globe though.
No, I don't think so. No,
but he won like the BAFTA. He won all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Nolan and I, because Nolan's in town, we were watching it together and I printed out ballots for us to like play along at home.
Mm-hmm.
I did terribly because I haven't been following like what's been winning and stuff.
So what did you like pin your hopes
Nolan
on?
Only got one wrong.
Wow. That's incredible.
It was Cord.
Wow.
Because neither of us thought he was going to win. I thought that my pick was...
Well, it's very Tarantino moment, you know?
Right. I thought they were going to give it to Greta Gerwig as like a consolation prize.
That's what I thought too. But then they didn't get Barbie shit.
But, and then Nolan thought it was going to go to Oppenheimer because he just predicted an Oppenheimer sweep. Yeah. Which for the most part, he was right.
Yes. I was surprised that Poor Things did as well as it did. Like I was happy, but right. I didn't
know. I watched
it
again this weekend. I love that movie. It's so good. I love when she stuffs the pastry in her mouth and she's like, who made these?
She absolutely deserved that Oscar, and that's the hill that I will die on.
Well, I know that you think that they need to show their tits.
That's true. That's number one. No, not at all. But I think if the role calls for showing your tits, then you show your tits and then you get an Oscar.
A stripper.
Then you get an Oscar.
Yeah. Do you think that J-Lo would have got the Oscar if she showed her tits?
Maybe.
I think she would have.
Maybe.
Actually.
Yeah. Because it's gritty.
Yeah.
Gritty titty.
Gritty titty. Did you ever go to City?
Yeah. Sure. Well, I also remember the kangaroo. The kangaroo, which is not a giraffe, granted, but it's another animal that moves weird, you know?
Was Kitty City like a regional thing?
I think it must have been.
Like Celebration Station?
The only time I went to it, no, there actually was one in the mall when it opened in 86, but prior to that, this is very...
What? It's supposed smoky. To taste like pineapple.
I mean, is it called pineapple or does it taste like pineapple?
It says pina colada infused.
Infused? Pina colada infused? What does that mean? No, it says infused.
Pina
colada. And that says pina colada. I think they're referring to the keef when they say infused.
But they all had different flavors when I was looking at them.
Right.
And I chose pina colada because I like pineapples. I think it has a fruity taste. Harsh though.
I don't know. I think it's weird to infuse. It's one thing if weed tastes like something, like people say, oh, this weed is good and this tastes like that. You know, I never actually was like super like that.
No.
But to infuse flavor, I'm not into that.
What is that? What is that? What the fuck is that?
Oh, it's like a smoke thing. It's like...
No, it's not. Like, it's black. I think it's a spider part.
Spider parts in my house, in my head. Spider parts. Am I lucky or am I dead? Spider parts You're never happy when I'm here. Spider parts, so come please hold me, my dear. It's not good.
Do you want to know a fact, a fun fact?
We haven't been doing fun facts. Oh, I also have a correction.
Oh, I actually do too.
Okay, maybe we have the same correction.
What is it from our
comments? That Baldwin that you were talking about last time. Oh. She's actually the tampon girl. She's 31.
Okay, yeah, I saw that in our comments. Yes. I was like, yeah, we didn't do the math on that.
No, I'm surprised. I went with you and just did the one. I was like, look at the year. Yeah, you're the one who made
you're
me.
You're the one
you
who's supposed to be the math person.
I know.
You're
I should have caught it.
Childhood friend said that.
Totally. No. I actually should have caught that, and that's for damn sure. And
no,
it makes
my
me
correction
worry
is
if I'm slipping.
We're high.
I know.
My correction is that Will Blunderfield, the guy with the weird shaped head that does
jerks off his
bros,
right.
Bestest bros. He actually is not gay or straight. He doesn't identify with his sexuality at all.
Okay.
And he thinks that that's what foments homophobia in people.
Categorization.
Right. And so he thinks that everyone should. He has a lot of weird ideas.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not going to argue with a maniac.
But then...
But he is sincere then.
Yes.
Really? And all that stuff was sincere.
Yes. And people have written to me that they were like perusing his Twitter and they're like, this guy means it. Like, wow. This is not parody. Okay. I know that it's not parody. Like, you wouldn't drink your piss with cum in it if it was parody. Like, I don't know.
No, I think you would if you're that. Yeah, totally. If
only
you're that
like
much
a Gavin
of a,
McInnes level kind well, of people, provocateur.
Yeah, so it's within the realm of human possibility. You know, I don't know him from Adam.
Wait, what were you just going to say? Oh, fun fact. I want to tell you a fun fact about spiders.
Yeah, I have them too.
About spiders?
No.
Oh.
Did we just abandon the spider part, by the way?
What spider part?
Spider parts.
I guess.
Okay.
I blew it and it went over that way.
That's all we can ask you to do, you know? That's, you know, just do your part.
Okay, well, I think it's a Black Widow, but
we skipped right away from the Oscars.
Okay, let me just get this spider fact out, or else I'm going to forget it.
Okay, got it. Go.
The female spider entices the male spider, and he has to give her cunnilingus. He gets her all in honor.
I've heard about this, but which kind? You know, there's so many different kinds of spiders.
I think it's a Black Widow.
He kills her, or she kills him?
She kills him.
Yeah.
It's a Black Widow, so check it.
I think that's why they call them Black Widows.
They sound cool to me.
You know.
Getting head, leave him dead. Ooh, put that in your song.
Black Widow, getting heavy. Black Widow.
Was it like Alana Miles, like Black Velvet?
I don't know. I was again thinking of like Tina Turner, but maybe in Who or something.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
I often think of Tina Turner. Tina Turner was the last on the In Memoriam. She was the one who closed it out. She's the last.
I think I
most important dead.
Got up when they were...
Jeez.
Doing that.
That's a really important part of the show for me.
I know, me too. But I was like...
Yeah. Also, with your dead celebrity obsession,
right,
what?
I know.
Were you in a fugue state?
I think... Well, yeah, I was so high.
Right.
And... I have cocktail shrimp for later. I was just like... I ate so many cocktails. I ate so many shrimp. And I was also making a raspberry sauce to go on top of my cheesecake. So, like, I kept getting up to, like, stir it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I missed it. I saw the beginning, though.
Right.
Because I remember being like, marketing executive, who's that? He was like young in his 20s. I guess he was murdered.
Matthew Perry was near the end.
He's near the end. Tina Turner was the last one. Is
Pee-wee,
the last
they
one.
They played a clip of Pee-wee.
I saw that. Is the last one supposed to be
the
big one?
Basically.
The
usually
finale.
Is. Yeah, usually is. The one we miss the most.
Did they do the woman who had Down syndrome from Life Goes On?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
They did Piper Laurie. I did see that.
Yes.
Wait, somebody.
Piper Laurie, Pee Wee.
Somebody thanked. Who thanked Colleen Camp? Someone at the Oscars thanked Colleen Camp, and I was like, Colleen Camp.
Yeah.
She's was the maid in Clue.
Right.
But also was in all these other movies. So she was smoking hot when she was younger.
Yeah.
But anyway, someone thanked her, and I thought it was so weird. I don't know who. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Did you notice that there is an Ozempic ad?
Yes.
Right after, right after Jimmy Kimmel opened with a fat, skinny joke.
Right.
Which I actually didn't appreciate because I don't think that a lot of kids at home who are watching, and you know, will somebody please think of the children? Yes, actually. I don't think that they would know that he was being sarcastic or whatever. Like, I would have taken that as being like, fat is really bad. Like, you cannot be fat at all costs. So, I didn't appreciate it as a joke. There could have been a stronger, that was the opening joke.
Right. It's a lazy joke.
Right. Yeah. I didn't like that. And then to follow it up with an Ozempic ad, it's too much.
I love it that they have the actor categories like salute each other and talk to each other about how you are as a person.
I want to see the clips of people. I didn't see all
these. Yeah, they don't do the clips.
I didn't see all these movies. Actually, the only one, no, I didn't see the holdovers. I didn't see whatever the one that the one guy with the for best actor is nominated for. There's one that I was like, what the fuck is that movie? The black guy who's wearing like a very bejeweled kind of tuxedo.
Oh, Rustin?
Yeah, what's Rustin?
It's about like a very close, I think he was a strategizer, Martin Luther King, kind of like right in his wheelhouse, who was gay, Bayard Rustin.
When did that guy, I haven't heard about it.
It came out in November. It was a Netflix movie and it was a kind of Oscar baity biopic, but they come out at the same time every year.
They didn't really promote that the way they did Maestro.
They didn't. You're absolutely right about that. And I think that it had less traction anyway.
Okay.
I think in general, I actually didn't watch it, unfortunately.
It's not even recommended to me on my Netflix. I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, I have, and I've been meaning to watch it. And you know, I like Coleman Domingo.
Let's look at each other's recommends on Netflix and see what it says about us.
Well, I don't watch Netflix a lot.
Oh, you don't?
Like, I only watch it a little bit, here and there. You know, okay, on the Spectrum.
Okay.
You know.
Well, you know that there's one.
I think
called
you should leave.
Down for Love, and it's Down Syndrome people.
Is that on Netflix as well? How is that an import as well?
No, that was started here, but I think it's supposed to be like the same kind of thing. It definitely has like the same music and the same kind of like font, like lettering. But it was kind of a flash in the pan. I saw no one talk about it.
Right.
And I think it's because like you can laugh with the people who are on Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're...
I feel like it's not like... They're basically consciously eccentric most of the time.
Totally.
They kind of understand a lot of like what people with autism talk about in these contexts is interfacing with the world and feeling weird and not really jibing. So there's a real kind of insight into this disconnect that maybe you don't see in just in terms of the verbal projection of it in people with Down syndrome. It's probably less.
Also, I have to say, common. Wild Down with Love would absolutely be my pitch in the office, in the development room. That's what I would call it. I would say before it was time to come out, we shouldn't call it this.
Right. Right.
We shouldn't. Like that's...
And so did you watch it though?
No.
Oh,
I should watch it. Yeah, I mean, it felt like no one was clipping it on TikTok.
Right.
And that would have all been served to me, obviously.
Right. Love on the Spectrum clearly has this kind of...
It's permeated the culture.
It. Yes. Yes. They're big and it does... I mean, I don't know. Maybe other people feel differently, but to me, it feels very kind of affirming most of the time that I see with the social media comments and stuff.
I think people identify with it.
Yeah. I think more than that, more than identifying with any one trait, it's just a relief to see somebody who is who moves at their own vibration.
Yeah.
Kind of confidently in
a
way.
Right. They do.
You know?
James
and
is so
it's so like
confident.
A model. Yeah. They do their thing and they, you know, very few of them do you see kind of like reel it back and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm being like this. They're like, no, I'm like this.
Not getting paid to say this, although I would love just some free products.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this cold pressed juice and this flavor is just so incredible. Orange, apple, mango, pineapple. And what is this? It's like, I want to say areola, but it's like acerola. How do you pronounce it?
Acelera? Acerola, I don't know.
Acerola.
Acerola.
That sounds like Italian. It sounds like
something.
Yeah, like Marissa Tomei would say in My Cousin Billy. You know? You're messing up my acerola. Something like that. You know, like a soup.
I was going to say, like, how she sets her hair.
That's true, too.
Question. Have you seen...
Wait, the Oscars.
Right, no. Okay. What else?
So when they were... This is all I wanted to say. It's so stupid, but I took a note. When Charlize Theron was saluting Annette Bening during her, you know, during her category, she said, "Annette, I've never been stung by a jellyfish." And I thought she was going to say, "But you can pee on me anytime."
You hoped she would.
I hoped she would.
Wait, Annette Bening looked like a bitch all night. And also,
she didn't take off her sunglasses, right?
No.
Yeah.
And also, she just, like, she didn't even try. I found it disrespectful. Did you see her outfit?
I saw her sitting down. What was the... Okay, let me look. Well, maybe she doesn't give a fuck anymore. Why give a fuck?
But Jamie Lee Curtis doesn't really give a fuck. Looks too casual.
Right, because she's wearing sparkled pants. It's all sparkled.
But it's all like, it's like all comfortable and stuff. And like, it just looks like pajamas a little bit with a robe.
It's got an open toe.
Yeah.
And and a robe. I don't know.
And she looks like she should be on acid, honestly, this outfit, because she's also wearing sunglasses, like wireframe sunglasses.
It's true.
Or like leading an acid trip.
Maybe she did like a mezzodose.
Why didn't Warren Beatty go with her, do you think? When's the last time we saw him in public?
I have no idea.
Let's look him up.
Last year.
Really? How old is he? He's got to be in his 80s, right? So yeah, I don't think we've seen him in public in a long time.
When was he last at the Oscars? I swear he did. I mean, well, he did do... He was the one that was... He and Faye Dunaway fucked up the La La Land thing.
Yes, exactly. Maybe that was the last time.
I love it. Actually, can we watch that? I love how she looks around and she's like, La La Land. I know people are very sensitive about this and...
Why? What's the sensitivity?
Well, because it like stomped over Moonlight's moment. I feel like it made that moment classic. Who's going to ever... forget that.
No one's gonna forget it
ever. So like, and you know what? As good as Moonlight is,
it ensured a place in oral history.
There are movies that people forget that won Oscars, like The Pianist.
Yeah.
What was that about? It's Holocaust.
Harvey Keitel does show his dick in it.
No, that's The Piano.
Oh, what's The Pianist?
The Polanski movie that Brody won for. I mean, Adrian Brody won an Oscar.
Does he show his penis? Picture?
No, but he's a pianist.
I feel like he did show it. There was some piano movie where someone got naked and I was like, what?
Yes, Harvey Keitel is nude in The Piano, just like he is in Bad Lieutenant. Yes.
Adrian Brody sexually assaulted Halle Berry when he won his Oscar.
Yes.
Like, you bent her over. It's like, get your fucking hands off me.
And she wasn't, you could tell by the look on her face, she wasn't super into that.
Yeah.
You know? That was fucked up.
Yes.
And the Academy Award for Best Picture.
You're impossible. Come on. La La Land.
She said it with confidence. Do you think that they both couldn't see because they didn't have their readers on? They're both too vain to wear their readers on stage. I think so. I think that's why he looked at it and he was like, ah.
No. He looked at it like that because it said it was the best actress envelope that they'd gotten again. And that's what they read off of it.
Oh.
I really love this very recent history. I've actually never watched this interview, though.
Okay. That's...
Is this 5 years ago? Maybe more.
I think it's 6 years ago.
Yeah, it was 2017.
It's a moment I still have not recovered from. We had planned to come on stage, do some banter, see the film clips. Then Warren was supposed to open the envelope and then, for suspense, pass me the card to read the winner.
You'd rehearse this already.
We'd rehearse the whole thing. What happened that night was Warren opened the envelope, took the card out, and didn't speak. He looked around, He looked over me. He looked inside the envelope again. I think he was hoping to find another card
Time
in there.
Time is ticking by.
You Time say is ticking
you
by.
You say something.
Well, I said, you're impossible.
You thought he's playing the
impossible?
Crowd.
You're
well,
impossible.
He's charming. You know, he makes you wait, and he's just the best in all those ways. But the show was going late, and I was trying to tell him, come on, let's get on with it. And I read the name of the film on the card, and it was the wrong name.
But you didn't know at the time.
No, not at all. Yeah. And then suddenly someone said, no, they didn't win. Another
film. Wait, clearly wasn't it.
That's her explanation. This is like, they let her get away with it too. Just say a few words. It's like the whole, remember the whole Janet Jackson explanation as to like what happened at Nipplegate?
Yeah.
Like the Virgin spokesman was like her costume collapsed. And it was like, that did not collapse.
No, like, it was worked into the number. Like it was on beat.
Totally. It was meant to, there wasn't like a tear, you know what I mean? Like it wasn't like torn off. It was a snap off.
It was a snap.
It was a snap for your boob. And he did the thing.
He did do the thing. Are you able to get Janet Jackson nipple rings now? Like, are you able to
I'm
get
sure.
that nipple ring?
I bet you.
If I ever had a nipple ring, that's the one I would wear.
Okay.
But I would
it
never.
It seems like a lot. I wouldn't want something connected to my nipples that's like then also like it's pressing in a lot of points.
Mm,
okay.
Yeah.
I want my nipples to press.
But I don't want them levitating.
I love it. Her explanation is really good.
And I read the name of the film on the card. And it was the wrong name.
But you didn't know that at the time.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And then suddenly someone said, no, they didn't win. No. Another film won.
It clearly wasn't your fault, but did you feel stung by it?
Yeah, completely. And we were, I won't say deer in the
headlights. I feel like if I would have seen Best Actress.
You are completely stunned. You don't know.
Written on the card, I would have seen that, and I wouldn't have said La La Land. I don't know what I would have done.
They should have said, you gave us the wrong card. Ha, ha, ha. It's a little moment.
Yes.
Well, the most psychotic thing was that producer, like as soon as they started giving their speeches, there was just this hubbub. There was like a kind of like din, you know, something was up and something was wrong. And it was like getting around the stage. And that one producer, even though he knew supposedly.
Oh, he kept.
He just did the
speech
anyway. And that's when he was like, we didn't win, guys. Like, you know, yeah, it's crazy.
Wait, let's watch
that
it.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's finish this.
No, I was very guilty. I thought I could have done something, surely. Why didn't I see Emma Stone's name on the top of the card? There's something about that moment in front of the entire world, all those lights and all our history, I think just combined to make us both not able to perform what normally one would perform. Normally you would say, this is the wrong card, but it didn't happen that way.
Can the two of you laugh about it now? Is it still too soon?
Not really.
Let's talk about what you're doing right now.
Okay, thank you. We can put that to bed.
The case
no,
for Christ.
No, he should have asked
yeah.
her.
It was
what does
a,
that
a
mean?
Fascinating book. It's about a journalist who wants to disprove Christianity
right.
and finds just the opposite.
Yeah.
You're in one scene, but it's a pretty powerful and pivotal scene in the movie.
To be
what
honest,
the fuck is the case
that would be
for
an
Christ?
Even bigger miracle than the resurrection itself.
Why did you want to be a part of it?
It's got to be one of those like religious movies. This is.
Because
yeah,
I'd like to
films.
Get myself involved more in that genre.
You're marking, of course, the 50th anniversary of Bonnie.
I hope that my face isn't like hers when I'm older. Like, I'm hoping I can let it
well,
go a little bit.
What are you going to do if it is?
Well, she looks beautiful, but like, you can tell that she's doing a lot, you know? It must be hard to be that beautiful and then get old, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Touching character, sassy and kind of bold. And it was a wild ride.
Why is she so funny? I thought we were talking about the other movie.
She's just recapping.
Go back and see her mother. That lovely run through the courtyards that she made. Warren caught up with her and called her, and he said, "Don't ever do that. Don't ever run away, baby." And I said, "I want to see my mom. I want to see my mom."
Oh my God!
And he said, "God, we're gonna go." So we went to see my mom, and Warren was beside me at this point. He said, "Yeah, we're gonna come back and see you more often, Mama."
Oh my
said,
God!
You better not do that, Clyde. You won't live long if you do.
I love the fact that you can still recite the lines.
What?
In character.
Oh, I
she's
much
like doing like post voice dubbing. They're like,
she's acting like you. This is like the DVD feature.
You can see it.
Commentary. Wait, let's watch the end of the Oscars from 6 years ago.
our Oscar special, where we look back.
Why'd they also have Al Pacino do it this year?
Oh my God. And then he's like, my eye says.
Yeah. Like, why don't you try getting people that can see?
Totally.
Well, I think that it could be said that our goal in politics is the same as our goal in art. And that's to get to the truth. So that's like in the movies that we honor tonight, that not only entertain us and move us, they show us the increasing diversity in our community.
He is a trans child.
And yeah, the respect for diversity and freedom all over the world.
And they're super supportive, right?
Right.
Good.
So, Faye?
Yeah.
Let's get to the movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here are the nominees for Best Picture.
XR Ridge,
oh, they're doing
Fences.
It quickly.
Yeah. Arrival.
Oh, I didn't know Arrival was nominated.
Hell or High Water.
Oh, I liked that movie.
Never saw it.
Oh,
Moonlight.
It was good.
Lion.
I you know, I did see Lion, actually.
You did?
Yeah.
Hidden Figures. I don't remember the existence
of
Lion.
I've seen Hidden Figures.
Manchester by the Sea
fucked me up. I actually never saw
La La Land.
I
hate La La Land.
I knew I would hate it, so I didn't go.
Maybe you might like it.
No,
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't like those kind of things.
I hate it. But I like Whiplash.
No, I like Whiplash, but Whiplash wasn't like...
Same director.
The Academy Award.
Why didn't he just say you gave us the wrong card?
You're impossible.
For Best Picture.
You're impossible. Come on. La La Land.
It was all her fault, actually. Because he was like, looking off the producers.
Like, God.
I know, and then he was like, I think he just showed it to her to be like, it's not right. And instead,
I don't think
she
realized that.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe her eyes just did see La La Land and she didn't read the rest of it and was like, come on, Warren, this is weird. He had read it and she didn't really, maybe? You know? Maybe
I don't think she read it at all. She just kind of like halfway glanced at it. But you would think that Emma Stone's name would be bigger than La La Land if it was the best
actress. That's true. That's true. Thank you to
the Academy. She won for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she should have, but I did think she should have for this. So whatever. It works out.
Thank you to Jamie Feldman, to Gary Gilbert. Thank you to my parents for supporting my choice to pursue a career in the arts, even though it was a little bit crazy. Arthur Horowitz, you are my fantasy baby. And to my kind, generous, talented, beautiful, blue-eyed wife and creative partner, Julia Hart.
Whew. See?
You
can see immediately
me to become
already
the man I am right now. And
but
more importantly,
there's
the
like
man
movement
I'm still
and stuff. And it happens. It happens.
There's a lot of love in this room. And let's use it to create and champion bold and diverse work. Work that inspires us towards joy, towards hope, and towards empathy.
You're crying.
Here's to the fools who made me dream, my uncle Gary Platt, my mentor Sam Cohn, my parents, my children, my wife Julie, on whose shoulders I've stood for 40 years.
Okay, look.
Insisted I reach for the stars.
Start to look around.
Community that I'm so
something weird's happening.
Of, and the Hollywood and the hearts and
the
minds of people.
It's now they're running around.
Is the enemy of civilization.
See, now he's being told. The guy with the bald head is being told what's happening. Look, they're telling him, you didn't win. This is the best picture. It was the best actress, is what they're saying, right? So he knows. Now everybody's like, what?
Honestly, nobody could write it this good.
I know, totally. Also, these speeches are such bullshit. The
whole thing,
they're so like fake and pregnant with like just florid words that don't mean anything.
Inspiration and love for their wife that we don't care about.
Okay, and then they pull him up, so he knows.
The love of my life, Ali Lowy, I'm up here because
so he already knows, and he's gonna.
This is.
That's so rude. He didn't win.
It's kind of psychotic.
Who is this guy?
I forget what his name is. We can look it up.
We lost, by the way, but you know.
Guys, no, there's a mistake.
Can you believe the audacity? After this is the Washington Post lead. After La La Land producers Jordan Horowitz and Mark Platt delivered their acceptance speeches for Best Picture, Fellow producer Fred Berger discovered that their movie was not, in fact, the victor, and he offered up an awkward, "We lost, by the way," before backing away from the podium like Homer Simpson disappearing into a shrub. That was Fred Berger. I would have gone with, he knew damn well what he was doing, and he gave the speech anyway, and then was like, hee hee.
I want to know where he is today. Right now. Let's go to his house. Fucking find him.
We want answers. Isn't Mark Platt Ben Platt's dad?
Who's Ben Platt?
You know, the actor Dear Evan Hansen.
No.
Come on. You know, the guy that wears the pants when he does the shows.
What pants?
I'll show you. This is the trailer for Ben Platt live from Radio City Music Hall.
Hello, Radio City!
Never seen this guy before.
Feel free to sit.
He's gay.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
And I have a really hard time being present where I am. And one of the most special ways for me to do that is musically.
Oh.
So you've given me such a gift by letting me do that for you tonight.
People like him. Like, he has a career.
Oh, my God.
The greatest gift of music is something that really can bring people
together. Is he singing about God?
No.
It sounds like it.
It does.
See somebody's perspective.
Yes, if you told me this was, like, an ex-gay ministry, I would be like, totally.
It's like one of those stadium churches.
I can't believe it's my life. Thank you so much.
This seems religious.
And I hope this has helped you forget your worries and troubles and just be here with me.
What was he actually saying?
What do you mean?
In the lyric.
I don't know. I don't know the song. But anyway, that was his dad. The second guy.
Oh, okay.
The older one. Well, you know what? Here's what I'll give. It was impossible to live up to the shock. And so those speeches, just out of sheer, like, circumstance, were a little bit of a letdown, you know?
I mean, if they were good with crowd work, maybe.
Yeah.
But it would take like a comedian or
yes,
something.
Yes, totally, to keep the energy at that level. So it's kind of hard. So I get it. I get it when people say, oh, Moonlight was robbed of its moment. I get that, because they would have been different speeches, and there would have been a different energy had they been given the award rightfully, as they should have been. At the same time, best pictures even come and go. And not that Moonlight should, because I think that's a great movie, but...
Well, it's also not the kind of movie that I would watch more than once.
Exactly. And I haven't heard anybody talk about Moonlight lately. I mean, I'm sure they will. I'm sure, you know, if it will come up at some point. But, like, it's just not super zeitgeisty at this point. It was. And so it's a way that people can actually remember that wonderful movie and say, oh yeah, and that movie. And the thing about it too, is that it was so deserved. So that it was like, I mean, I don't know. It totally, like, felt like you can't separate Moonlight's win from that moment. I mean, it was this, like, to me, I just think Moonlight is, like, such a better movie than La La Land and everything that they represent, even. Like, La La Land is really, you know, it's like a white savior, kind of. The white guy saves jazz, you know?
Oh, is that what it is?
Basically.
Okay.
And it's like, what is this perspective? Who cares? They sing, like, one song at the beginning, and then they don't sing for, like, a really long time, and then they start singing again, and it's like the pacing is all out of whack. I thought it was overly simplistic, and it was just, it kind of, like, white privilege, whatever, it just has a privilege to it, which is like, you will care about this because you're watching two famous people that you know push out of their comfort zone.
Oh, speaking of Ryan Gosling.
Well, okay.
What the fuck is going on? Way too much filler.
Agreed.
I did a side-by-side comparison.
Uh-huh. So let me see.
Like, it's the same kind of...
Wow.
I made sure they're in the same, like, you know,
yes,
position, and we're making the same kind of face.
Okay, that's a particularly... It didn't look as bad from, like, more of a heightened, you know, a heightened... like a taller, a higher perspective,
okay.
A higher perspective.
That's, what it is.
That's what it is. But so it is particularly unflattering, but the contrast is dramatic.
They gave him apple cheeks.
Yeah. To me, it was no good, but I did think he rocked that performance. I thought that was... Yeah,
you thought he was incredible.
So good. So funny.
I love him. I think he's so funny.
Yeah.
I watched Half Nelson recently. Uh-huh. I rewatched it because I remember
that's
when, like, I fell in love with him.
Right, right.
And he was great.
Yeah, I haven't watched that. But what, I forgot
he's
about
doing
that
this
movie.
Shit to his face. I don't like that.
I mean, it catches up with people, you know?
Here's the thing. I understand if he felt maybe like kind of like self-conscious or something because he's playing Ken.
Right.
But
he doesn't need to do all that.
No.
That's the thing is that like I know I could benefit technically from filler, but I just won't do it. I don't want to look like a guy with filler.
Well, I mean, you have to go to a good person.
It's true. And there are people that would surprise you and it has to be a little bit, but I feel like I can detect even a little bit.
Really?
Sometimes.
I don't know.
And maybe, you know, this is about breaking down things, but if the whole point is to breaking down, you know, like standards or like binaries or whatever, but if the whole point is to look good.
Yeah.
And that's not kind of part of the visual lexicon, you know, then I don't know. I mean, maybe you're pushing forward change as a Ryan Gosling that shows up with his cheeks all big, but.
Did you see Madonna calling out the person in the wheelchair?
I didn't watch the clip.
Oh, let's watch
the clip?
Yeah.
Okay, I have it somewhere.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Check this drive with me. What are you doing sitting down over there?
Who bullies them?
What are you doing sitting down? Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here.
Okay. I'm glad that I waited till now to watch it because I cannot believe.
I know.
That was politically incorrect.
Yeah. It's kind of like, and I don't know if I'll keep this in, but it's like when we went to Benihana for your birthday. And when I came in, I like this Asian guy was standing there and he was going like this toward me with his arms out and smiling. And I was like, are you the maitre d'? And right before I said it, I was like, if this guy isn't the maitre d', I'm going to look so fucking racist. Uh-huh. But he did seem like he was the maitre d'. He was wearing a vest.
Well, if he had his, I mean, I don't know how many maitre d's greet you with open arms.
Well, sometimes you
I'm sure it's
like,
more likely than.
No, they're like something like.
Some stranger.
He was like this. He's like. Like, you know, what do you need? Or, you know what I mean? That's how he was. And I was like, okay, this guy knows. And he definitely looked in charge.
It's really crazy that she did that. But she just wanted to be Madonna. That's the thing, is that she wasn't going to she wasn't going to cede anything. You know, it was like, I'm Madonna and I say what I'm thinking and I'm expressing myself. Speaking of which, it was only I was like
that.
Literally this many years old when I realized that she's not singing that. And express yourself when she says, make you feel like a queen on a throne. I thought until Saturday it was make you feel like the queen of the prom. Because when it came out, I was young enough to think that was like the thing to aspire to. You know what I mean? Like,
it was a very special award.
Yeah. Prom queen.
I wanted to tell you something about Phil Collins that reminded me of you.
Okay.
He spontaneously sang the lyrics to In the Air Tonight.
Wow. I like that.
They were completely improvised and he didn't write them down until after singing them for the first time.
Wow. The song entirely?
I guess. But
probably some of it.
But
still.
Yeah.
When it was enough.
Well,
clearly.
That's what Jay-Z does. He doesn't like write his raps beforehand.
Does he just record them?
Yeah. And then he writes them down after.
Right. That makes sense. It's just like the process, really. The conjuring.
But that's what
process.
That's your process.
It is. It is. Just off the top of my head. Did you listen to the Ariana Grande album?
No.
Oh.
Is it good?
I don't know. The thing was that I definitely didn't like it at first. And then I didn't like it again last night when I listened to it because it's annoying. Like for her to be like,
did you see her at the Oscars?
Yes.
She looks like she's 14 years old. She looks like something is wrong with her. She looks unhealthy.
Pale for a long time.
Well, I don't like that. I don't like how she's all one color now. And I think that she wore that big giant poofy thing that like comforter around her because I think she was like kind of hiding her body behind it.
It was also like hardcore Wicked promo. Wicked promo.
Wicked.
and Erivo, same thing. Because, you know, she was wearing that green dress, Cynthia Erivo, who plays
Oh, right.
Ephebia or
I
whatever
her name is. I thought that she looked
Felba.
Terrible.
Felba.
They both looked terrible. She looked like a dinosaur.
Felba. What's Felba? Felba. What's her name? I literally just saw it. Yeah, Felba. Elfalba.
Elfalba.
Elfalba. Elfaba.
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 Why can't it work? We're fucking more invading.
You're impossible.
Elfable.
Oh, yeah. So Ariana Grande, you know, she has that thing in the breakdown of Yes And, where she says, your business is yours and mine is mine. Why do you care so much whose dick I ride? And they bleep out dick and not fuck, which is weird because something else I've been thinking about is on RuPaul's Drag Race, as it airs on VH1, they bleep out fuck, but not pussy. They say pussy and they mean pussy.
Yeah, but I think you can say pussy.
I mean, it's just wild to see like where the line is drawn, because yeah, pussy, growing up to me, pussy was almost as bad as fuck.
Pussy was like, and dick, actually, we weren't allowed to say
sure,
dick.
There was, you were getting into highly, highly dangerous territory there. And then she makes a whole album that's about whose dick she's riding. It's about the guy that she broke up with. Well, exactly. And she's asking in that song, why do you care? Why?
Yeah, it's like, because you're making me care. Yeah.
Now you made another album about this shit. Like, this is her second for sure breakup album. This is like, you know, she divorced Dalton Gomez. And also, like, you know, it's just to me, like, it's like this supposed to be about this thing. She calls ostensibly Dalton her eternal sunshine. I don't care what people say. We both know I couldn't change you. I guess you could say the same. Can't rearrange truth. I've never seen someone lie like you do. Okay. She cheated on him though. So I try to wipe my mind just so I feel less insane. Rather feel painless. I'd rather forget than know for sure what we could have fought through behind this door. So I close it and move. Yeah, yeah. And it's like the whole point of Eternal Sunshine is that they're made for each other and they end up together. That movie is nothing without the end of that movie. And so she's singing this song about this guy, about how she needs to scrub him from her brain while she's with this other guy.
Maybe she didn't finish it.
What do you mean?
The movie.
I mean, that's what it reads like. Yes, it does. It does read like that, but it's not. And apparently I didn't watch the new video, which is a total ripoff of Dancing on My Own. Like, there's two house songs on the record. And they're the two singles, and the rest of the record is like, almost feels like Caution. Like, it's just like mid-tempo kind of beat heavy bangers. There's one song that I actually do really like, Supernatural. I'm into that one now. But in general, I think it's kind of I don't know. It's just like, I guess that's the best she could do. And exactly, that's the best she could do. And I don't think she should be graded on a curve. I think she should create the curve.
Something's like really up with her. Like, for real, really weird. Up with her. Look, I don't want to be like a bitch, but I will if I have to. But like,
do you have to?
Well, I want to.
Right.
But that guy that she's with.
Yeah, what's his name? Evan?
So.
Is that what his name is?
So, so unattractive. His teeth are yellow. And they're weirdly spaced.
What's
he's in
his
show
name
business.
Again?
I don't know. He's in SpongeBob the Musical.
I know. I always forget his name.
He looks like a clown
Ethan Slater.
Okay, and he looks like a clown version of Frankie. And Frankie already has that covered, you know?
I do. Ethan Slater, yes.
Have you seen the comparison pictures between him and Frankie?
No.
Oh my God. They're like, it's like kind of uncomfortable. Their face is the same.
They're both like two like Broadway queens, except I guess Ethan Slater isn't, like, but that still is the archetype. He kind of, you know, there are straight guys who are Broadway queens, you
yes,
know?
Absolutely.
And he seems like that. But also, you know, she has this song called The Boy Is Mine, which fails on every level. It's like, why would you name another song that? She said that, like, it was inspired by the Brandy and Monica song. Sounds nothing like it. Is nowhere as good. Like, how dare you even invoke that name? And I don't even love that song. I got sick of that song,
yeah,
too. But still,
too.
It's like, this is no that.
The video was cooler than the song.
And the moment. And like, I mean, like, whatever. I'm not going to complain that, like, Monica and Brandy, to a lesser extent. I was always a Monica guy.
Yeah, same.
That's like her bad girl anthem. She described it.
What, Ariana Grande?
Yes. The boy is mine. Well, I can't wait to try him. Let's get intertwined. The stars, they aligned. The boy is mine. Watch me take my time. I can't believe my mind. The boy is divine. The boy is mine.
Well, I think that it's like aimed at the his wife.
But it's so unspecific. It's like, if you're going to do the thing, do the thing. It's this like vague, it's kind of like the way she sings stuff, you know, where it's kind of like, I don't, she never goes off.
Have you also noticed
that
her
you know?
Voice has completely changed?
I mean,
her talking voice.
You know, I love my MAC lipstick. This is the MAC I'm here to talk about today, girl. Come on.
That's my cookie. It's my juice, okay? Thank you, next. That's what this baby picture says.
Oh, when she had like kind of a black scent? She sounds so much like Christina Aguilera.
Yeah. I didn't remember her being like that.
I did. I knew that there was a little bit of that.
Yeah, no, and it's really 2015. Nice. It's very nice. It's always so nice to meet somebody who is so successful and who's so humble and so down to earth and nice and generous and welcoming. Going back and forth between Pharrell's production and Ilya's production and Tommy's production makes the individual like the flavor is so much richer. And I was trying to ask Victoria earlier, I was like, when did this happen? Because I don't remember it. Like, it was such a blur, I think, because of like emotions and then also like champagne. I don't remember when it started or how we got there. I know that things started getting tough and all my friends flew in. Like, all my friends were like, hi, I'm on a plane, be there soon.
There's a feeling at the beginning of creating something where you're like, is this for me or is this for people? And this was one that I think was kind of on the line. I didn't know, but then it felt really beautiful. And my mom's reaction to it.
Yeah, in life, but also it just made this so much richer. Like, it made coming home to music feel so much better. And I think that balance is something that I'm really going to want to maintain moving forward. I think it's just nice. Like, little
but they
Ari
didn't even include the black scent stuff in this
was
video.
So fed and fulfilled and thankful for this experience. It was really nice.
Like, her voice got lighter with her hair.
She's a strange one.
Something is up with her that she's with that guy. To start such chaos with that guy's family and the wife, and to like be meeting the wife and holding the baby and all of that shit, like, to bring for him? That guy? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just, who knows?
Something's not right with her.
She's acting weird for sure. And I don't know. Also, like, you know, I'm sure fame has something to do with it. And
she's
bet you...
She's been famous since she was a kid, so...
I bet you part of it is like, you know, with blowback, it was like, you know, you're not going to tell me what to do. Sometimes people take that position, you know?
Right.
And that's what she seems to be giving off in Yes And... But it never really... The thing is that, like, the album is so sleepy until that point, and then it really takes off with that song, which I don't even think is that great. It's almost kind of like the way that Break My Soul functions on Renaissance. Like, people were like, whatever about that single, and then loved it in the sequence of Renaissance. I feel like similarly that song works in that way, at least for me, but I still don't love it. But that song is even just like, okay, yes, and. So you're just like, yeah, I am going to steal a guy's wife.
Yeah.
Yes, and. You know, it's a weird
improv.
And she has like a kind of song that's like, you know, oh, I'll be the villain, but she doesn't even really specify on that. So I don't know. It's this very kind of vague signaling, gesturing to a thing that's happening without any kind of depth at all. And I understand it's pop music and it's Blood from a Stone, but at the same time, like, how can we seriously evaluate something that is like, that does not realize it's as shallow as it is? Like, to me, that's just fundamental artistic failing.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
something's wrong with her.
It's a weird record, and I think people will look back on it as a weird record.
Have you seen what Tila Tequila looks like?
No.
Here.
Hey, guys, it's me. So I'm checking in today, you know, with my reality check.
This makes so much sense to me.
I wanted to show off these beautiful...
How fucked up the paint is on her wall.
Yeah, well...
Diamond gemstone, multi-gemstone carats rings that my husband, Lord God Almighty,
like
promised me...
Does she call her husband Lord God Almighty?
To me.
goddess queen
Tila, you know, queen of MySpace. So these are like many carats. You know, there's no like cubic zirconia, you know, for the queen.
This is very...
Look at her. Look at where her wall connects to her ceiling.
Very Judy Tenuta.
But these are, and then I have more coming. So this,
she died, right?
This is a pearl.
Yeah.
And this is amethyst, tanzanite. I have a few more coming, and then tomorrow.
I wouldn't be surprised if she's QAnon.
Later on tomorrow,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to show you what was it? The 900.
She's got to be.
942.
I think
carats,
that's a story.
Multi gemstone, $500,000.
But she's
like
a Nazi. Remember she called herself a Nazi? Necklace, yeah, white nationalist and Nazi saluting Tila Tequila toast.
My maker bought for me.
Okay, thanks. Patreon, all that.
Yeah. Patreon.com/potpsychology for bonuses.
Premium series Wawoo. We're doing Top Model and TM Cycle 3, the best cycle. So
right.
Far.
Yes, it's really good.
It's so, oh my God. So many moments. So many moments. This is,
yeah,
in this one.
And the next one's really
this
good
one's
too.
This one's really classic.
Yes. My favorite thing.
First of all, I didn't know you were a bitch. Is that it?
You walked in like an East German swimmer.
It's all slow. It's like, girl, you walk like you're chewing gum between your legs.
That was good.
It's really good.
So we've been liking that. And rate and review us, please, if you get a chance. Please and thank you. And
it's so easy. You just have to tap it on your screen.
And what else?
I want to say that I rate and review. Well, I don't always review, but I rate all of my friends' podcasts.
Well, you should say, you should just lie.
Why? Because it's so easy.
No, about reviewing. You don't have to be that honest.
Well, I mean, but I think some of my friends don't have reviews. So they would know.
So they would know. Yeah. Right. Well, no. But you've written some reviews. I've written reviews before.
I
definitely have.
I don't know if I have.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.